When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone and welcome back to the second season of Praticamente Inglese, the podcast. How's it going, guys? I'm really sorry, didn't have the chance to record so many episodes. I mean, actually, I just stopped in June. And I'm still happy because quite a few people are still writing me saying that they find out about my podcast and this podcast is helping them out with, job interviews and things related to English at work. So I'm very, very happy about it. So I had to work hard during the summer and now I have the time to, in my Sundays to record again and again. I'm getting in touch with interesting people to be my guest. So I have a nice pipeline of guests coming up. I really hope that they will accept my invitation. And so I'm sure they will bring value to you and in the upcoming weeks and months. So that's the idea. I'm super excited to, come back to the podcast world to continue my journey with you all. And so I picked a nice speech that Mr. Steve Jobs gave to the students of the Stanford University in 2005, and it was really motivational for me when I listened the first time. This speech was great. I mean, and I hope that this will bring some motivation to you as well. And I picked just a piece of that speech, the second story he was telling to the students, and this story is about love and loss. Okay, and I'm trying to translate just a few pieces, not the whole thing, but I hope that you will appreciate that. He said, "I was lucky. I found what I loved to do early in life." Was sarebbe il suo cofondatore di Apple. Was and I started Apple in my parents' garage when I was 20. We worked hard. And in 10 years, Apple had grown, è cresciuta, from just the two of us in a garage into a 2 billion company with over 4,000 employees. We had just released our finest creation, avevamo appena lanciato la nostra creazione più bella, the Macintosh, a year earlier. And I had just turned 30, and io avevo appena compiuto 30 anni. And then I got fired. Sono stato licenziato. How can you get fired from a company you started? Well, as Apple grew, we hired someone who I thought was very talented to run the company with me.
Avevo assunto una persona che pensavo fosse la più talentuosa per gestire la compagnia con me.
And then for the first year and so, things went really well. But then our visions of the future began to diverge.
La nostra visione del futuro aveva preso due strade diverse.
And eventually we had a falling out.
Abbiamo avuto un litigio.
When we did, our board of directors sided with him.
Il board of directors, sapete benissimo che è il consiglio di amministrazione, sided with him. Si sono messi dalla sua parte, ok? Lo hanno appoggiato.
So at 30 I was out. And very publicly out.
In maniera molto palese sono stato cacciato, ero fuori.
What had been the focus of my entire adult life was gone.
È andata. Quella cosa che avevo costruito fino allora nella mia vita da adulto è andata.
And it was devastating. I really didn't know what to do for a few months. I felt that I had let the previous generation of entrepreneurs down.
Ho sentito come di aver deluso la generazione di imprenditori.
That I had dropped the baton as it was being passed to me.
È come se avessi buttato giù il bastone, the baton, il testimone, nelle gare di staffetta, no? Che mi era stato passato, no? Da questi precedenti imprenditori, persone che avevano fondato startup di successo. I was a very public failure. And I even thought about running away from the valley. Ho persino pensato di andarmene dalla Silicon Valley, dalla valle dal Silicon Valley. But something slowly began to dawn on me. Qualcosa è iniziato a dawn, es l'alba, no? È come albeggiare, come dire, a prendere forma in me. I still loved what I did. Ero ancora innamorato di ciò che avevo fatto. The turn of events at Apple had not changed that one bit. Quello che era successo a Apple non aveva cambiato nulla. I had been rejected, but I was still in love. And so I decided to start over. Io ho deciso di riniziare, di ricominciare. I didn't see it then, but it turned out that getting fired from Apple, non l'avevo capito in quel momento, ma poi si è capito che il fatto di essere stato licenziato da Apple was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. The heaviness of being successful was replaced by the lightness of being a beginner again. Less sure about everything. Ero meno sicuro di tutto, ero di nuovo un principiante. It freed me to enter one of the most creative periods of my life. It freed me. Mi ha liberato, ok? Nell'entrare in un periodo di creatività assoluta della mia vita. During the next 5 years, I started a company named Next, another company named Pixar, and then fell in love with an amazing woman who would become my wife. Pixar went on to create the world's first computer animated feature film, Toy Story. Pixar è quella che poi ha creato il più grande film di successo di animazione, che è stato Toy Story. And is now the most successful animation studio in the world. Quindi Pixar è diventato anche di conseguenza lo studio più importante, o perlomeno all'epoca nel 2005, ma lo è ancora. In a remarkable turn of events, Apple bought Next. In uno strano giro di eventi, Apple ha comprato Next, quella che lui aveva fondato, la nuova compagnia che aveva fondato, e quindi I returned to Apple. And the technology we developed at Next is at the heart of Apple's current renaissance. E la tecnologia che avevamo sviluppato in Next è diventata, diciamo, il cuore di quella che è l'attuale rinascimento di Apple. And Lorraine and I have a wonderful family together. E quindi ha anche costruito una famiglia con la sua moglie. I'm pretty sure none of this would have happened if I hadn't been fired from Apple. Tutto questo non sarebbe successo se non fossi stato licenziato da Apple. It was awful testing medicine. È la classica pillola amara, no? È stata una medicina, una brutta medicina. But I guess the patient needed it. Ma immagino che il paziente ne aveva bisogno, cioè lui stesso. Sometimes life hits you in the head with a brick. A certe volte la vita ti colpisce la testa con un mattone. Don't lose faith. Non perdere la speranza. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You got to find what you love. Dovete trovare quello che amate. And that is as true for your work as it for your lovers. Così come il lavoro e così come una persona che amate. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. L'unica cosa che ti può spingere a fare un grande lavoro e che tu ami quello che fai. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Se non l'avete ancora trovato, continuate a cercarlo. Don't settle. Non vi fermate, non vi accasciate. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. Come in tutte le questioni di cuore, lo capisci solo quando lo trovi, no? È una magia, è un qualcosa di magico che accade. And like any great relationship, e come ogni grande relazione, it just gets better and better as the years roll on. E continua a diventare sempre meglio man mano che gli anni passano e vanno avanti. So keep looking until you find it. Don't settle. Quindi continuate a cercare finché non trovate, ovviamente, ciò che vi piace, ciò che vi fa stare bene. Great lesson from Steve Jobs. I mean, one of the greatest in technology. So guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It was more about, you know, saying hi to everybody and announcing that, you know, Praticamente Inglese is starting again for this second season. My wish is to, you know, keep going with the nice path of interviews and great guests. Please feel free to, you know, DM me on LinkedIn or on any other platform. I mean, Praticamente Inglese is on Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, almost everywhere. So it's just a matter of whatever is your favorite platform, just DM me on that one and just give me your feedback, what you want to listen in the upcoming, you know, weeks or month, and I'll try to do my best to make it happen. So have a nice week ahead, guys, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!
Segui i podcast di Voice sulla tua app di podcast preferita. E se sei un utente Prime, ascoltalo senza pubblicità su Amazon Music.